Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Boy, the weather has been interesting.
Yes, definitely. But I feel trending better.
Yes.
I mean, after Memorial Day weekend, that was not the normal Tri-Cities. You know, I was at a graduation party, sat down with a lifetime Tri-Cities resident, used to be superintendent of the Pasco schools and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were talking and he's like, Lance, I have never in my entire life experienced a first half of the year like this in Tri-Cities. So
no.
Yeah, it's but I will say we're finally getting that sun to peek out a little bit more and getting some of those nice days coming here. So we will see how that holds out for the rest of the grads.
Yes.
On the weekend. And I've got to say, here we are, grad weekend. Little shout out. I'm in that category with the rest of you parents out there this year. So my daughter graduating. So super, super excited to see that. And it goes in a flash, right?
It does.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we always like to start off with our national crazy real estate story. And kind of in light of some of the things I've been seeing out there, I've been seeing some Facebook posts from the West Side, some other markets about something you haven't seen in a while, and that's price reductions.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And even the national real estate story is not immune to that. So the one that I've got here this week is David Duchovny, who had listed his New York City apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, it had hit the market. It had hit the market last May, so in 21, for $7.5 million, and then came off. The price dropped to 6.9. Then it came off the market in the winter. Back on the market now for $5.995 million. Listen to this, though. Here's Ooh. What's crazy about real estate. Bought in 2012 for 6.05. Mm. So listed now below 2012 pricing in that high-end New York market. Now, it's kind of crazy. You look through these pictures and stuff. Yes, I get it. You do have a view of Central Park. But, McKay, for $5.9 million, I'm just not impressed with the kitchen in this place. I think I could touch both walls.
It's like you've got a view of Central Park, but for that kind of money, how about Malibu?
I don't know. It was definitely, I don't think it would be my choice, but there you have it. Even some of those price reductions hitting up there in that national real estate market. So I got to tell you though, I want to give you a local celebrity real estate story.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this one, McKay, coming to you. Now, I'm going to take you to your hockey on this one.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk to you about kind of a local legend in the hockey world. And that is Jimmy Woohoo Butcher.
Oh, I was going to say Olaf Kolzig or Stu Barnes.
I'm going a different way. If you've been to Tri-City Americans hockey games, there's this number one fan. He even had his own bobblehead.
I've got one.
You've got one. Okay,
yes.
So Jimmy called in and was telling me, so here in Pasco, do you know where Fiesta Foods is over there on 10th that goes across
Absolutely,
the cable bridge?
Yes.
Okay. Well, kitty corner from there is a residence that was converted to a barber shop. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen it on the corner there of 10th.
I think so,
yeah. Just up from like 10th and B Street there on the corner. So fun fact, local celebrity real estate story. Now a barbershop over there. That is the home that Jimmy Butcher grew up in. He went there, got his hair cut there in the house that he grew up in, called in to report for the celebrity real estate story. So,
wow, anyway, that just, is cool.
Just shout out. I thought that was super cool. You know, we see property get repurposed, and if somebody can have a personal connection like that to real estate, it was awesome. And Jimmy's, he's coached my kids before in hockey and been on the ice and just, just an amazing individual, that, you know, could have had a lot of challenges, but really just, you know, came in and gave back to the community. So shout out to our local celebrity real estate story there. I was waiting to do that one and pretty excited about it.
That is cool.
Now back to our local real estate story, what we're talking about today and what we're going over. And, you know, it was really interesting. I always take, you know, my notes throughout the week as I prep for the radio show, what's going on. And sometimes it's a topic we've covered and talked about on the show before, but sometimes it's new. In this case, because of the timing and the year and what's happening, we're getting a surge of inventory. Now, we talked last week that we were, you know, we were creeping up to that 375, 380 homes on the market, a number we hadn't seen in a while. I reckon that by the end of next month, we could be back into the 400s, which is still drastically low, but for us and historically over the last 2 years, that's an amazing number. So people are starting to call and say, school's out, I'm making some decisions, the kids, we want to move this summer. Let's get our house on the market, Lance. And I'm like, okay, great. And so I wanted to just talk a little bit today about what that process looks like so that people are prepared for that. Because invariably what will happen is you will find your dream home, or you'll find a home you've thought about moving, you're gonna move, but you're just not 100% sure. So you've got some things to take care of. And then,
yes,
or maybe something like this happens where you hear about a house that's coming up that a neighbor's gonna put on the market that you didn't know about, and oh my gosh, all of a sudden now we're in a huge rush and we weren't quite ready. And so I got probably three different calls this week where people called and said, Lance, yeah, let's do this. We're having grad weekend this weekend. Our seniors moving out, you know, the house is going to be empty. Let's get it on. Let's go ahead and get it on the market by Friday. And I'm like, okay, well, that's a plan in your head. But let's talk about how you want to go on the market. And so I just wanted to review like some of the basic steps and why it, you know, and granted, if you call me and you're like, and it's an emergency and I found my dream home and I have to sell mine in 40 days. Yeah, we can rush and make some things happen, but it's probably not going to be like the ideal showcase for you.
Yeah.
And so can we turn around? Because, you know, here's the deal. Don't call me if you listen to this radio show and you're like, well, Lance Kenmore said I can't do it in 2 days. Not true. We can, because there's agents out there that are going to tell you I can get the house on the market in 2 days. Wham, bam. You know, thank you, ma'am. So, but it's probably not going to be the ideal situation. And as we start to trend with a little more inventory, and you heard us at the beginning of the show talk about price reductions, we're going to want to focus on some of those details now that might have been able to be overlooked 4 months ago. So the first one that we really want to talk about is, you know, research and presentation for that, for what's going on. So, you know, let's say you call me on a Monday and I can get out there that same afternoon and look at your house. So we come out that afternoon, we tour through, we look at the house. A lot of people will have the tendency to rush into that and say, like, Lance, what's the price? Okay, you came and you looked at it. What's the price? Well, I can get close, but really what I want to do is, now that I've toured through the house, I've seen your amenities, I've seen your view, what your view corridor looks like. Now I want to get, you know, I want to get my list of comparables. I want to narrow that down from 25 that I know to roughly 6 that are really close. And then I want to drive those 6 and really check that out. What do their view corridors look like? What's the pluses and minuses of that one that sold versus yours and really, really kind of narrow that down so I can maximize your value. That's going to take another 24 hours, even if we're going like just super lightning fast, right? And so that's going to take probably another 24 hours. So that pushes us into Tuesday afternoon. And then let's say you, Mr. Seller, you have an event Tuesday afternoon or, you know, bowling club or whatever you do. and so we can't meet till Wednesday. So now we've burned up that 36 hours. We get that pricing narrowed down and you're like, yep, I agree. Let's go for it. Now we start to really get down to some of the nitty gritty. Okay. Is it a view property? Is it an acreage property? Is, if that's the case, are there some amenities that we need to focus on with, say, a drone tour? Okay, so why I'm doing the rest, how quickly can I get my drone guy out there? You know, it's Wednesday afternoon now. We signed the listing. We've got the go-ahead. You know, so now I got to get Eric on the horn and say, like, hey, Eric, when can you get out there? And he runs a business. He has appointments. You know, and let's say he's just like, okay, I can do you a favor and knock it out Friday.
Yeah.
We're not going on the market that weekend then, or we could, but then we don't have the drone footage, or maybe we don't have the drone shots.
Yes.
And if we go back to other real estate shows that I've talked to you about, 95% of the showings happen where, McKay?
They happen online.
Exactly, right. And so if I don't have that drone shot in there, then am I really properly hitting the market for you with that information?
Because if you have those varied overhead and angled drone shots, it beats the one where you're just standing on the sidewalk with a camera.
Absolutely. Or you got a Google Earth shot in there from the, you know, from...
And some of those can be dated.
Dated. So are we getting those proper shots that we want in there? So that's what we're starting to line up. On top of that, you might, unless... I would say I have some 5% owners is what I call them, where I walk into the house and it's ready to list. I mean, these people are just weird. Okay. Right. Like they just, I call them the 5% owners, you know, because they're just like, the house is always perfect. I can see the vacuum lines on the carpet. I'm not really sure they even live there.
Yeah.
The closet's color coordinated. I mean, awesome. Love them to death. They're a little weird, though, for us, you know, because we don't keep everything perfect like that. Now, those folks, I could come back, do a showing that afternoon, put it on the market, no problem. However, for the rest of us in the world, we're going to need to do some prep work. We're going to need to take some personalization stuff down. We're going to need to make sure things are organized and put into boxes.
Yes.
That's going to take a couple days. Now, all of a sudden, let's say they're really ambitious. We've burned up that other weekend. And then, and because the next big thing that we talk about, and it becomes a little bit, it can even become a little bit of like a safety issue. And that is our 3D virtual tours, because they're so specific that there are certain things, if people have out, like say valuables or medication or stuff, we want that stuff put away for these virtual tours. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about what happens as we prep the interior of that house? What's the next step for the listing as we go to input that into the multiple listing service? We're going to go through those steps after the break and kind of talk about this timeline. As we've talked about, we're rushing here and we've already burned up a good week. So we're going to go through what it looks like for the next week. Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking about getting homes on the market, kind of the timeline. Everybody wants to think like, hey, I could find my perfect house, or I sort of thought about looking. But there's an argument in this market for having the current house fairly well prepped in case you do find that house. Because in the past, when the inventory was super, super, super low, people would almost not even consider a contingent offer. Meaning the fact that if you found the house you liked and you put in an offer contingent upon selling your house, that would almost not even be considered, say, you know, 4 months ago. Now inventory's trending a little bit the other way, going back up. People are understanding with interest rates, our buyer pool's been whittled down a little bit. And so I've seen in the last couple weeks, just kind of an early indication of some sellers willing to take a contingent offer. Now, here's the thing. They still are not saying that they're going to give you like 20 or 30 days, but they might give you 10 or 15. Mm-hmm. And you're like, man, that is a tight time frame. Well, that's one reason we're talking about listing today and the time frames, because you're right. It is tight.
Yes.
And it's possible in this market, especially if you're still in that move up price range. And here's what we're seeing happen a little bit. Still very, very strong demand at that price point, 450 and below. Okay. Like super strong days on the market, 3 to 4 days if it's a great listing. Right. But now interest rates have gone up. So that move up price range, 650, 700, 800, they might take a contingent offer knowing that you're coming in at, say, a great offer price and you have a house to sell in that 450 or less range. Because really, if it's done right, you're only going to be contingent for 2 or 3 days. So if you write a good offer, get it on the market, go. The key to that is what we've been talking about today. Oh my gosh, Lance, we found it. We need to get our house sold now in the next 8 to 9 days. So there's some things we want to have done. And one of them that we started to talk about right before the break, we kind of got to that point where we've priced it out. We've done the analysis. We've looked at the comps. We've called the drone guy. But then since we talked about 90%, 95% of our showings happen online now, first online. So another big piece to that is getting our 3D tour done. And so the way our 3D tour works and the technology is, you know, it's been out. Most people know about it, but it's really, really cool because it gives you an opportunity to walk the house and see the floor plan three-dimensionally before you ever decide to go to the house. So that once you go to the house, you've likely already walked through it and have a good idea. Where's this bedroom? Where's the kitchen? All of the rooms in relation to most times in today's day and age, you've gone to it now. Like we 3D scan 98% of our houses, and the 2% we don't, it's because some sort of time constraint.
Yeah.
So when we look at that, here's what happens. We have to go in with a camera on a tripod, and we probably have to move that camera to 35 to 40 different locations. So you set up the tripod. You start the camera, it rotates 360 degrees, scans the room. You move it 7 feet to the left, does it again. So this is a process that takes, you know, between 2 to 5 hours, depending upon the size of the house.
And then you digitally put all that together to create a seamless
exactly
trip.
So it stitches it all together, and then you have a floor plan, you have, you know, where the walls are, you know, where everything is in relation. Here's the thing about that process,
the staging.
You don't want to have like a bunch of valuables out, or weapons out, or jewelry, you know, that type of stuff. Because this is going to go out, you know, publicly on those websites. People are going to have access to it. There might be personal items you want to have put away, pictures of grandkids, you know, whatever the case is. You want to have that stuff all ready for the three-dimensional tour so that
kind of bare bones,
not out there in the public. The other thing about it, too, is this is a thing that always surprises people, is I'm telling people, for that five-hour block, when we get that scheduled, you need to be gone from the house. And your pets need to be gone from the house. And people are always like, what? No way. Or they have to be, you know, put into a room where they can't. Because here's what happens. That camera's taking a three-dimensional picture that it's going to stitch through. And little Fluffy, the cat, jumps up on the kitchen counter, runs across the counter, jumps down. When the software goes to try to stitch that together, the next scene that doesn't have Fluffy the cat in it, it doesn't know what to do with those pictures. And so it can't. So you can't have, like, you don't want doors in different positions. You don't want cats running around the house.
Or a dog.
And so you don't realize how hard that is to deal with until you try to. So we're always telling people, okay, animals need to be out. You know, people need to be out. They're worse than the animals. You know, they come in. Oh, sorry. You know, and so. That's a process, right? Because now we have to schedule that big block. It's difficult. You got to get your animals loaded up or put in a room or kennel. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sugarcoating this. That sucks. Like, it's not fun for everybody. So there's that time factor that we got to put into it. Once we get that done, then it's a massive amount of data that we have to upload to the software and get stitched together. We tell most people that we're looking at a 24-hour turn time on that tour at a minimum. And so we go back, we get all of that data uploaded, we stitch that together, we start to look at the still pictures as well. And in generally, like, those pictures need some sort of editing. We're not talking about, like, you know, unethical stuff where you remove the apartment building next door or, you know, no, we're editing. We're talking about color, you know, getting your color corrections done right, getting your pictures cropped to what you're trying to show. You know, there's some editing process to those pictures.
It's not like the cell phone where it'll take a picture and remove people and objects. That's
just
cheating.
Yeah, it's just not the type of quality that we're looking for with those. So that is part of the process, and that's assuming that you were ready to go in that situation. I didn't even start to get into contractor type things. You know, if you needed some paint work done on the entryway, that's a whole different radio show. We've gone through and talked about curb appeal and painting and trimming bushes and stuff. And in summer, right now in summer, you have a great opportunity with, you know, assuming that we're going to get our better weather eventually. But you have a great opportunity to increase the size of your home for free. And you're like, Lance, what are you talking about? And that is outdoor living space. I got to tell you, if you have patios that have beautiful patio furniture on them and have barbecues outside, showings this time of year makes your home feel so much bigger than it actually is if you have that great outdoor space. Because you'll go in there, you'll open a slider, walk out on the deck, talk to the other agent and stuff. You don't do that in the winter. You don't even want to go out there. You don't do it when it's freezing.
You just look out, there's snow all over the deck.
Right, or there's rain out there, and you don't want to track it back into the house. So right now, you know, I almost call it like free square footage. So prepping those areas of the home, maybe a sitting area at the front door, front patio, rear patio, prepping those areas of the home right now for proper showings, it's like free square footage. And so, you know, you have a chance to maximize value at those situations, especially pools too. This is the time of year, you know, starting the middle of last month. And really, we lost a month this year because the weather was so bad. I know so many people that didn't even bother getting the pool opened yet.
Yeah.
But starting this month and next month, you know, it's where we kind of maximize the return on those showings of the homes with pools. We get the best photos right now. The landscaping looks the best if done correctly. And so really maximizing that, it takes a little bit of time. So even in kind of a rushed situation, we're looking at 2 weeks right there that I just described. Yes. And that's to be fairly on top of it from the day you call my office. Now, can we work miracles in 3 days? Absolutely. Will it be exactly how I would do it? Probably not. It's possible, but I'm just trying to set people up. Those that are say like, hey, I might be contingent in the next 2 months. I'm going to look this summer seriously. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the case and you're going to find that property, really start on the prepping side right now. In fact, I told my team at my team meeting earlier this week, and I stole this from hockey. I had a coach that always said the six P's, Lance, the six P's. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, give it to me. You know, and that was previous proper planning prevents pitiful performance.
Yes.
Okay. And so that's exactly what, and I'm like, okay, I'm moving the six P's into real estate right now. And so, yeah, so great coaching, right? Bringing some of that athletics into the business. But I always think about that in that situation for listings. If we can go with the six P's, we will absolutely have it made. So That's what I had for you today. I'm out of here because I got a daughter graduating. So shout out to all the graduates out there, especially Richland High alum. Shout all Tri-Cities graduates. Congratulations to the students. Congratulations to the parents. You made it.
Yeah.
And enjoy the time with your loved ones this weekend. It's a big showcase for Tri-Cities and the kids that we have out here. So everybody be safe. Have fun with the graduates. And now that they're out of the house, call me to downsize. Talk to you guys next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.